This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. This would be a Friday, the 21st of February edition of What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Quite often when Senator Cramer is here for his hour-long Talk Radio Town Hall, there are more calls and more text or email questions than we have a chance to get to. So, I want to give you a little word to the wise. If you text in a question this hour at 701-226-8503, that's Todd's number, or me, 701-367-2054. So 367-2054, 226-8503. Either one of those. Text your message, your question to Senator Kevin Cramer. If it comes before this hour is out, before the clock strikes 10, I will make sure your question gets asked, okay? Meaning the early bird gets the worm. Because what happens is a lot of those calls and emails come in the last 20 minutes, and then we're jammed up anyway. So just want to give you a heads up on that. I have to ask him about the debate, because I can't stop thinking about that debate. The Star Wars bar scene from the other night on MSNBC. The Titanic meet iceberg debate. You know that one. So anyway, I hope you watched, because we'll be able to get his take on that. And there's lots of things, including his overseas trip. President Zelensky, one of the individuals that he met with, that probably was an interesting conversation. And we had the Defense Secretary this week, Mark Esper. We'll talk with him about that, the budget, anything else you want to talk about. So looking forward to that on the program. Mike Rounds was along. Maybe they talk more about that Beef Integrity Act after we had them both on the air together the previous Friday. So we can talk about that. Speaking of the beef, thanks a lot. We really enjoyed yesterday's conversation, and I always do appreciate an opportunity to use this program to do some good. And I'll let the listeners judge whether we do some good or not, but I think from the feedback that I've received from the conversations we've had on cattle producers' challenges right now, that many of you consider it helpful. And we will continue to help anyway. That's what this program is for. When we say what's on your mind, we mean what's on your mind. We really want to know. So you just tell us what's on your mind, and we're going to do it. And it was very obvious to me that cattle producers were carrying quite a burden, given prices where they were and given a fractured thought from the industry on where to go. Everybody has a little bit of a different opinion on how to fix it. So we're not going to stop doing this. I got one note here from someone saying, hey, thank you, and why don't you get us all in the room for like 4 hours and have a little, you know, cattle town hall. So I like that idea, and we'll continue to pursue that. But appreciate all the listeners from that yesterday. Also, bottom of the hour, Shirley Dykstrom will be here from Lutheran Social Services. And Shirley is the VP of Senior and Humanitarian Services there. She was a guest of ours during the debate over Burleigh County and the other counties in North Dakota considering whether or not to accept refugees. We at the time said the most important thing, set aside all of the other debates about how many, and those questions, with how much, what is this cost, what are the impacts? And they often say, well, we know all that, and yet we never get all that. So we're going to ask some more of those questions today and also get an update on the numbers for this particular year. So stay tuned for all that coming up. First-time callers on Friday, go to the front of the line. Just tell Daniel when you're called that you're a first-time caller. We'll get you to the front of the line. You identify as a first-time caller, and you'll win a MyPillow of our choice. You can pick up at Bismarck, studios of the legendary 550K Fire on East Rosser, or our AM 1100 The Flag, the Flag family headquarters, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley in Fargo, right here on Thunder Road along I-29. There's where they'll be. You just tell us which location you'd like them to be. There's where they'll be. I don't know if that's English. And also, if you're a first-time texter, let us know that when you text either of those numbers. Corey and Kenmare, what's on your mind today? Let's get rolling.
Hey, Scott. This is Corey. I know we're still going to disagree on this USMCA thing, but I would like the congressman to answer a question. With so much identity threat out there, because I didn't get what I wanted out of the USMCA, I've got to truck my grain across the state. Well, the Highway Patrol tells me I got to get a USD DOT number on my truck. So I sign up for that, and I've been bombarded by people calling me about getting DOT inspected and all of this and that, and the state says I don't have to do that. But how did my information go within a half hour of giving my information to the state? I've got multiple people calling me all day long, and I want to know why is that so? Why is my information just sitting out there that all these people can start calling me now?
Okay, I'm a little bit lost. So let me ask some questions. So, okay. First of all, what does USMCA have to do with this?
Because we didn't get, or we can, the Canadians put that limit of you can only haul up here what we accept, and which is two varieties, which we don't even grow down here. Now what I've got to do is I've got to haul my grain over to the state mill because they do not accept Canadian grain. I can get anywhere from 50 to 75 cents more for it. I got to truck my grain across the state.
Now,
so
is that
the Highway Patrol? Go ahead.
Just wait for the Highway Patrol thing. I just want to finish on USMCA.
Yep.
Is that different in UMCA than it was in NAFTA?
No, but you guys are the ones bragging about how great the farmer deal he got out of this USMCA. The new USMCA is going to be so great for the farmer and blah, blah, blah. Nothing got changed for the farmer.
Our potato guys, yes.
Our dairy guys, yes. But you're the one we had this argument already, Scott. You had the guy that negotiated it, and he told you that the non-negotiable was it has to be a Canadian-accepted grain. Kevin Cramer agreed with that. Well, they didn't put the screws to him and say, open it up to all the grain. So our wheat goes up there. It's still bought as feed.
Well, okay, but my point is NAFTA is not as good as USMCA for many, many things, including, by the way, the grading on wheat because they were cheating by how they would grade our wheat and say, no, it's feed.
It's still there, Scott. It's still there. It has to be a Canadian-accepted variety. This is what we've been trying to tell you to get the word out before they signed it so they could use that as a negotiation. There's two varieties, according to the USDA. There's two varieties that the Canadians accept, and we don't grow them down here. So all of our wheat going up there is still graded as feed. There's nothing has changed.
It's the same as
it was under NAFTA.
You're saying that the trick they were using that was supposedly fixed, they found another way to get around that, it sounds like to me, what you're saying.
Yes.
It's
been there the whole time. It's been there the whole time. They never, the U.S. side never used it against them.
What changed?
If they would have said, okay, then you can only bring...
So what changed?
Nothing changed.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not true.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it did. I mean, it did change. But if you're saying there's another way that they veto it, that may be the case. It has always been there, but it definitely changed. There's no doubt about that.
No, it didn't change. There's no change, Scott. And Kevin Cramer backed me up on this last time we talked about it. We can only haul grain up to Canada, and it was in NAFTA also. If you haul wheat up here, it's going to be bought as feed. Unless you graze the varieties that we want. And there's only two of those varieties that Canada will accept from the U.S. that will be graded out as actual grain-graded quality.
All right, all I'm going to tell you is I've heard from Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, as well as Governor Burgum, there was a provision related to the grading of our grain in that deal that was changed. Now, it sounds to me like there's something in there still that's causing a problem with it. That's a separate debate that I promised to take up with Senator Cramer today and anybody else we talk about it. Now, quickly, because I only have a minute, on the North Dakota Highway Patrol, you're saying that your information is being shared. Who did you share with first?
I called the state to get a U.S. DOT number because the Highway Patrol, since I'm going more than 100 miles or 150 miles from my farm, says I got to put this on there. Fine.
I get it. Yeah.
So I went to the state. I got the number.
Okay.
But as soon as I hung up the phone, within 15, 20 minutes, I'm getting bombarded by calls from companies that say, oh, you got to go through this USDA or USDOT inspection. You got to hire us to do all of this stuff for you. So I call back to the state, and they said, no, you don't have to do what they're telling you. But I want to know why is my information out there so fast.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question, fair question. I mean, especially like you say, you just hang up and they're calling about that. Sort of like when I search shoes in my search engine on thing, then I get shoe ads for the next 20 minutes. It's very weird, a little spooky. But anyway,
well,
Corey,
what's scary to me is my information's in the federal government and they're the ones that shared it.
Yeah. Is it the federal government or is it the state DOT?
Well, that I don't.
I think it's the state, but we'll check it out. We'll find out for you, Corey. Stay tuned.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, the responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
I'm Jim of IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Invite you to farmland and equipment seminars coming up in Ada, Fergus Falls. Those are Tuesday. Oaks and Wahpeton on Wednesday. Tucson, Arizona on Saturday, February 29th. Todd has volunteered to go to that one. Todd will be there. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, joining you in Arizona.
He's a giver.
Yeah, he is. He just and he said, you know, he'd be happy to stay for the one in Mesa on the 2nd of March, too.
I think I'm doing that one.
No, you're going to do Rancho Mirage, California on the 5th of March. Yeah. So that sounds fun.
Change my flight coming back, but I mean, I don't mind hanging around a while.
And our friends at Pipers are going to be busy in March. They have Montana Land Auction, Crop Acres there, Stark County, North Dakota, 792 acres, Dunn County, Morton County, Montrail, Marshall County, rather, Minnesota, 1,756 acres down there in beautiful southwest Minnesota. Kitson County, Minnesota, Thursday, March 12th is the Jackson Farms Retirement Auction, Starbuck, Minnesota. Don't forget the Hoff Retirement Farm Machinery Auction, Saturday, March 21st, Richardton, North Dakota. Get those on your calendar. Get a catalog, Pipers.com. Check it out at Pipers.com. All right. What's on your mind? 21 past the hour. I was last night at a mega district convention for the Republican Party where they bring a number of the West Fargo districts together. They have all the speakers, and they break out into their little sessions. But the governor, lieutenant governor speaking last night, and the statewide elected officials up, John Godfrey, Brian Crocius. There's a state treasurer's race, a little competition. That's the one everybody's talking about right now, Dan Johnson and Thomas Beadle. That's the one most folks were talking about. So I'm curious what folks think about that. There's a national committee woman race as well, East versus West. A few of these are East versus West, so it'll be interesting. Always happy to take your commentary on any of those, so let us know. Angela in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling from Fargo, North Dakota, but I'm from Bismarck. I'm just calling because we're here cheering on the Bismarck Demons at the state wrestling tournament. And I was just calling to wish all the boys good luck today.
Isn't that a wonderful sport, wrestling? Every wrestler I've ever known, I had cousins that wrestled. I wrestled for a little bit when I was a little chopper. But every wrestler I've ever known just has enormous character. You know, they just are good stock. I love that sport for that reason, you know?
Yes, it is. I have two boys that wrestle, and I am so thankful that I put them in the sport. They have great coaches. I think it's just making them better human beings. It's a fantastic sport. I love it.
Now, why did you pick wrestling for them? What was your, I mean, they were too little probably to say yes or no. They were just going to have to listen to mom. Why did mom think they had to wrestle?
Because their dad was a wrestler. Their mom played basketball, but we got to wrestle.
Tradition. Tradition.
Tradition. Yes. Yeah. And I'm very proud of them. We are part of a fantastic wrestling club, and I couldn't be any more proud of all of the Bismarck High Demon wrestlers right now.
Who's the powerhouse in Bismarck Mandan in wrestling right now?
Oh, my, for Bismarck Mandan? Yeah. I think right now, my son wrestles at the 145-pound weight, and so right now Drew Seidler is on track to probably be the number one wrestler in the state right now. He's from St. Mary's. We have several boys headed to the state, the number one wrestling for their weight class today, though, as well. We have several of them.
Do they have, like, a whole section dedicated to Richters who wrestled, like, you know, over there as well? You mentioned St. Mary's, and we've got a Richter room at the new high school now, and my friend Jerome Richter, remember his sons are wrestling, and there's a long, proud tradition there. So do they kind of like hang out like a,
yes.
You know, do they? Yeah, they probably hold court up in one section of the Fargo Dome, I'll bet.
Yes, we have, the Bismarck Demons have their own section. Every school has their own section to sit in there. So there's lots of cheering going on for all the different schools. Big signs, we make posters, it's a lot of fun.
That's good tradition. A lot of fun. I love state tournaments. I absolutely love them.
Yes.
Yep. There's no. I have tennis left for our daughter. She's a junior at Chanley, and then I'll be done with the high school tournaments for a while until the grandkids get rolling. And it's great fun. I love it. I have great memories over the years of volleyball and tennis, and it's great fun. So, Angela, I'm glad you called. I understand you're a first-time caller.
I am.
That's awesome.
I listen all the time, but I am a first-time caller.
You've been listening all the time. What's your favorite thing about the show since you've been listening so long?
I just enjoy listening to your point of view, the politics. My husband loves to listen to just all the different topics that you bring up and talk about, and it just gives us a lot of different get to hear everybody's side. So I enjoy that.
That's awesome. You're very kind. Well, Angela, first-time callers get My Pillows today. So you could pick up your My Pillow while you're in Fargo here, or you could pick it up in Bismarck. Which would you like to do?
I'll just pick it up in Bismarck.
That would be
probably easiest, because today we're going to be watching wrestling.
I bet you are. Exactly,
today
we're gonna
be wrestling.
Can't leave that Fargo Dome. That's right.
Absolutely not.
Fantastic. Well, I would tell you, Angela, that if you hang on just a moment here, we'll get your last name so Todd can slap a little sticker on your pillow and have it waiting for you at 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck to all the wrestlers out there today. Have a good time. Have a good time. Love it. Gone out there a couple of years in a row.
Now, wrestling in Fargo. We got EDC Hockey in Grand Forks this weekend.
Squirt International.
It's playoff time.
Hockey is a huge draw. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of fun. That's kind of fun. Yeah, it really is.
Until they get into pro wrestling, then I kind of questioned the integrity of some of those guys. But
you do, huh? Might be a little different.
The high school wrestling doesn't look anything like the pro wrestling, though. I'm kind of amazed at that.
That brings me back to my childhood, though. All-star wrestling.
I'm still living my childhood, I guess. But
I'm talking about, like, you know.
I mean, we were ringside when they were here.
I'm just talking about.
My wife reached out and touched Seth Rollins on the butt.
See, I'm
sure she hasn't washed that hand ever since. But
I don't know the names now. Like, I mean, I'm talking about Andre the Giant,
Vern Gagne. George Scrap Iron Gdansky, Crusher.
When I would go watch these,
Doug Vachon,
several in Montevideo, a few in Wilmer, Minnesota, and once in Minneapolis. When I'd go watch them, I would laugh uncontrollably, like when you're courtside, because it's like watching
the Globetrotters.
Yeah,
thinking you're in a basketball game.
It's just, I mean, it's so over the top, smash you down and bounce up 10 feet that you can't help but laugh.
Yeah, Greg Gagne sells for the Jag and Land Rover dealer in the Twin Cities. It's on my bucket list to just pop in there and get the selfie with him. I'm sure I wouldn't be the first.
Yeah. All right. Good. A lot of texts here, and we have some responses to. The call from Frank earlier, so I will get to that as well. But let me just share a few of these quicker before we go to the break. Texter says, I wish our delegation would realize that Canada is our neighbor, not our friend. They dump their junk beef and junk grains onto our market, collapsing our price while taking advantage of the exchange rate, and then get bent out of shape if we dare label anything. NAFTA was a disaster. I don't think USMCA will be much better. All right. Regarding the farmer and DOT registration, any info submitted to the state is public record, and companies access or buy that data. Same reason anyone who registers a boat gets mail about boat insurance, and anyone who buys a fishing license gets catalogs from Bass Pro Shop. Does it happen that quick? He hung up.
Maybe that's the thing, is just the speed at which is just a little frightening.
We're going to talk about LSS and the refugees when we come back. Welcome your calls on that. Plus Senator Kevin Cramer next hour. Give us a ring, 800-228-0550. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign.
That's Democratic frontrunner Bernie Sanders discussing his concerns about the entry of billionaire Michael Bloomberg into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Sanders also saying in that interview with CBS News that he was surprised about Bloomberg's performance in the other night's debate.
I was. And, you know, and if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know,
know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew them up and spit them out.
Sanders and the other Democrats campaigning in Nevada today as it holds its caucuses tomorrow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says a peace deal between the Taliban and the United States could be signed by February 29th, as long as a week-long reduction in violence holds. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
I've had a large mouth, fast bus smile, and a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand. Count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down.
How about that?
Long neck,
Luke Bryan's coming to Grand Forks. October, what's the date?
October 2nd.
I just announced it.
Yep, at the Alaris, and tickets go on sale a week from today.
I'll see you or Luke Bryan and up you, Mama. Carol Burnett, remember Mama?
Oh, and Vicky Lawrence. Vicky Lawrence. And, yeah.
They're coming.
She's coming, I saw. Too,
Fargo
yeah.
Theater.
Yeah. Fun.
Like in May or something. Yeah. And, of course, Neil Diamond is in Bismarck tonight. Is that tonight, Todd, or tomorrow night?
What?
You didn't hear about this?
It's bad B. Oh, okay.
Well, you wouldn't know the difference. So
okay.
I just call it Neil Diamond.
Wait a minute. What?
You wouldn't know the difference. He's unbelievable. They're great.
It's tomorrow night, though.
But, yeah. Tomorrow night at the Bell.
Yes.
At the Bell.
I like the Luke Combs. Luke Combs is calling his tour the What You See Is What You Get tour.
Beautiful.
Love that guy.
Hey, the University of Mary, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind, is here to help you take your first steps towards a fresh start by enrolling in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program. University of Mary does it. Affordably. They enhance your skills and advance your career. They value your prior education and life experiences. And if you contact them, they'll tell you your past experience can count for credit. By the way, the application fee is waived when you mention you heard about this on What's On Your Mind. So there's no risk to this. Just find out what you have in the way of credit already and how much would be necessary. And then you can find out about online, evenings, choose the best way to learn, classes available. I mean, all kinds of flexibility. While you're still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. Classes start May 4th. Find out more at online.umary.edu/discover more. Or call the University of Mary at 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. Or online at umary.edu. All right, 26 before the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about the refugee resettlement program. It's fair to say it's been a bit controversial. This year, there were changes in how the Trump administration administered this program in two ways. One, the number of refugees they were bringing in total to the country. And then secondly, asking the states to make the decision. Governor Burgum was charged with that first. He said, I don't want to make that decision for Burleigh County. I don't want to make that decision for Cass County or Grand Forks County. I want them to make the decision. Which, by the way, I think the governor was honoring what we as conservatives believe. And that is the government closest to the people is best able to handle this. Plus, that's where the impacts are, in the communities. So the counties have decided that they are going to proceed this year. There are a few strings, and we want to get an update on that. We understand some refugees have been identified to come to the United States. Shirley Dykstrom is here. She's VP of Senior and Humanitarian Services at Lutheran Social Services. Shirley, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
So give me the latest on the total numbers that will be coming to North Dakota and where they're coming from that we know now.
Well, it's difficult to determine exactly how many are going to be arriving. We have gotten consents from Burley County, Grand Forks County, and also from Cass County, who are the sites that do take some initial resettled cases. We know that, of course, as you're aware, refugees are legal immigrants. It's a specific status that is determined when someone is fleeing their war-torn country and they get a thoroughly vetted status by the State Department. Those individuals are impacted by the ruling that we've had. There was also a federal judge that temporarily halted needing to have county consents. So that is temporarily in play. The administration has also appealed that decision by the federal judge in Maryland. So what we're doing right now is continuing to inform, and we have open quarterly consultations in those three sites that we have. We have, up to this point in the federal fiscal year, had 20 individuals statewide is the total, 11 in Fargo, one in Grand Forks, and a family of eight in Bismarck. And the cases are coming. The case in Bismarck was coming from the Ukraine. The other individuals who have come have been from the Congo or Iraq. So that's an update for you in terms of where we're at. But the we have scheduled our quarterly consultations in those communities, and that involves people from public health as well as county social services, any provider who is working with us from the schools on down to supportive local nonprofit agencies that work with us. So that's an update for you.
Great. Now let's take the example of the family of eight in Bismarck that is coming in. Can you walk me through the process of what happens? I know that there was talk, obviously, that those that are able are into the workforce. That probably can't happen on day one, but obviously they have a requirement to be self-sufficient at some point. So just sort of walk us through, without every chapter and verse, but the basics of the steps once they're here.
Before they arrive, in this case, it's a large family that came from the Ukraine, and the agency that we work with, that's called a voluntary agency, is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, and that's what's considered a voluntary agency that we work with from our office with the resettlement. There are staff in the Bismarck office that are providing case management services. They make sure that the individuals are met upon arrival. They have an apartment that's that they rent. They basically become taxpayers upon arrival when they are, you know, purchasing groceries and paying for their apartment. They get a limited amount of cash assistance until they are able to secure employment. It kind of depends upon the ages of the people in the family unit and how many of them might be also able to secure employment as well. But in that case, they get the support that they need beyond the apartment that's set up for them. And we utilize the funds that we get, and then also we get donations to support the families as they become acclimated. We have people that work with the new families that are volunteers, in addition to the case management staff, help them look at their job skills and their families' needs and their budgets. They get a cultural orientation and are brought to various appointments, even though they are thoroughly screened for their health prior to arrival. In some cases, they are screened and rescreened overseas. They also are screened again by a healthcare provider in the community. If they have children, they are enrolled in school. If they need interpreters, we arrange for that as well. You know, just taking care of all of the basics that are needed as they come into the community and they're you know, provided a basket of materials and food for, you know, just starting out in their apartment. And we try to do everything that we can to make their transition into a new community, a new climate, and as welcoming and as supportive as possible.
Is there some sort of understanding, agreement, whatever you want to call it, that that they become self-sufficient by a certain date? That, you know, that there's jobs and there's income to cover apartments and food and not need services? Is that anticipated or expected by a particular time frame?
As much as possible, yes. The you know, in the situation where you've got a large family, it might they might need some additional supports for a short period of time until they can get on their feet. But generally, within an 8 to 9 month period, there's not a refugee cash assistance support for the family. They might need a little bit of help with, for example, what was previously called the food stamp program. It depends and where the employment employers are actively looking for people to fill workforce needs, and so it's generally not been a problem for people to get employment within you know, 2 to 3 months of arriving, and it's also not unique for them to be getting in businesses that are paying a little bit better than, you know, minimum wage. So we're aware of what it takes in order to be successful with a large family in a community. There may be some similar supports needed, but we have found that the community's supporters, I guess, are wanting to make sure that they have a successful ability to rebuild their lives, because, you know, these are people that are fleeing pretty horrific situations in their home countries, and that's why they have a status as a refugee. So the more that they can have that type of understanding by the community of what they have faced and kinds of things that they will need to be successful. There are many examples of successful refugee stories in the state of North Dakota that go back over many, many years.
Texter wants to know, listener, what are the Ukrainians escaping from? The country is not war-torn.
Well, it's difficult for me to give you specific client information for the case that we get, but those determinations are made through interviews by a combination.
Hang on, we'll continue this coming up. We'll be back
shortly. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a warm star hammock down for to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, where's your ball cap back?
If you prefer to drive your tractor on a dry ground instead of a big mud hole, I have a suggestion for you. Call my friends at Ellingson today and find out about that great deal that is here for a few more days. And pump away 2019. Put it behind us. Start 2020 outright. Ellingson Water Management been at this for 50 years. And right now, they're celebrating the 50 plus the 20 years they've been in the Red River Valley equals 70. So they'll give you $70 off per acre. Isn't that something? Right now, to put it behind you. They've been in the Red River Valley for 20 years, in business for 50 years. A lot of others have come and gone many times over. So they're offering customers this discount on any job right now. EllingsonCompanies.com. Call them EllingsonCompanies.com. Say, hey, Scott told me about this deal. I got to know more. 701-893-9030. finish our conversation now with Shirley Dykstra from Lutheran Social Services today on the program. So bottom line answer to the question of Ukraine, that's not your decision on where they come from or whether they're qualified. That's decided before they're put into a program that then LSS says, all right, they'd be a fit in Bismarck or whatever. Is that what I heard you say?
When we are describing our capacity for services, we look at, you know, languages and countries and where we have staff and capacity to serve people with different languages that are coming from different ethnic groups. But the people who do the interviews and the vetting are looking at all of those details in terms of their stories, that they're consistent, that they have a well-founded fear of.
But that's a federal function, though, right? I mean, that's like a State Department deal.
Yes, it's not our decision.
So I just want to make sure that people know that you don't decide. You know, look, are they war torn? Are they actually in harm's way or not? That's a State Department decision. Craig and Moorhead for Shirley Dykstra, go ahead.
You know, I don't care how many they bring in. It's good for our economy. What I don't like is being treated like an imbecile. We know that health care costs, all that. You act like they go get a job at 7-Eleven and they're going to be able to be self-sufficient. We're not stupid out here. We know a family aid is going to take a lot of resources, and they're not going to be self-sufficient for a generation. So don't insult our intelligence. And second of all, Ilhan Omar should be removed from her committees that Pelosi has her on. Let's get on that, too. Anyway, don't insult us. Thank you. Goodbye.
Craig, thanks for the call. Shirley, on that point, I think one of the ways, and I said this very strongly in the middle of the debate over the refugee numbers and decisions in Cass County and Burley County, is people want information. And that information, you know, I think you've told us and others have said, well, it's all there, but nobody says, well, here it is. And because to his point, there are impacts. We know that. What are they? Across the board, health care, social services, you know, whatever it is. And obviously there are programs that we have here, but those programs are for taxpaying citizens. These are citizens brought over here. So a full disclosure on all of these numbers makes things a lot easier than I think to sell the program and sell the help and the good you're trying to do. Where are we at with a full audit of knowing exactly what the average refugee costs the taxpayer?
Well, again, we have done as much as we can to do updated materials and information, questions and answers, myths and facts. We are doing a little bit more of a review based upon some other information that we had recently that people were questioning whether or not that certain numbers were accurate. We've had people ask us questions about the interim legislative committee and the data that was used there. As you know, Scott, from the previous interim committee, that they did a thorough review of the cost to the state for resettlement, and the individual legislators were briefed on a number of various topics related to education, health, social services, and related topics selected by the interim committee for presentations and information exchange. But you also realize that an individual who comes as a refugee does have a legal immigration status, and those costs and services, we're not able to track individuals who come. They're not chipped when they come in. The length of time that they stay in the community is not something that is easy to determine, except for the fixed period of time that we are providing the services and working with the individual case. So,
Shirley,
be helpful to have a long-term study.
I think it really was. That's what's going to ask you. I mean, you would agree that having that data to say, okay, if we make a decision to bring in 100, 200, 300, the average cost to the taxpayer is this, to go through that from Chapter A to Chapter Z, realizing that, you know, you're only going to be able to do an average because, as you say, you don't know. Somebody leaves and they have legal immigration status now, but at least it would help us decide, is legal immigration status a good idea? So it sounds like you're agreeing that we should have that.
I think it would be helpful to have better data no matter what. And there are questionable numbers out there, and there are numbers that we feel pretty confident about, and we try to make sure that it is included on our website and our informational pieces that we put together.
All right, so there's some of it out there, and but we agree there ought to be more. Shirley, thank you for the time today. And folks, we're going to stay on this. We got an update on where we're at for this year, but we want to keep on this topic. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritway. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.